All right, well, let's get over to our next guest. We're discussing what's going on in the crypto space, and joining us now is Charles Doisy. He's CEO at DYDX Foundation, getting the latest here as well. So we're really at the moment, Charles, looking at the fallout from FTX. And what have you made of that, first of all, as a starting block?
Absolutely. I think it's an illustration on how the human can fail the markets, essentially. So this is what we call a kind of a tension between centralized crypto finance and decentralized crypto finance. And in a sense, it's humans versus smart contracts. And I think what we've seen over the past weeks is eventually the smart contracts are really highlighting their benefits here. And if you look at all the people impacted by the different bankruptcies, such as Voyager, Celsius, or FTX, the only creditors which were made whole after those fiascos are the smart contracts. So it's really illustrating how the objective, mathematical, trustless, and auditable systems that are the blockchain platforms are really kind of taking the world slowly but surely, and that's really the highlight of this FTX collapse.
Well, to say nothing of the potential nefarious activity, today we learned from a senior Justice Department official that prosecutors are closely watching the activity in the crypto markets, and they've got an eye toward taking action over possible illegal conduct. I don't want to put you in a tight spot and determine whether or not there was illegality at foot, but let's get to the issue of regulation. Does there need to be much more in the way of tough regulation to reestablish credibility? And I'll use the term reestablish credibility in the crypto space.
Thank you for that. My personal opinion is we probably don't need more regulations. There is already existing regulations for markets in general. What we need is clarity so that cryptos knows exactly where to sit. And the reality is there is a lot of unclarity today on how crypto assets or how crypto practitioners should be practicing. In my opinion as well, smart contracts have everything to be the best friends of the regulators. So as soon as the regulators will really capture the value of blockchain systems as well as how smart contracts are working, it will really help them essentially to potentially implement these regulations in a systematic manner. You can imagine a world of decentralized finance where smart contracts will essentially restrict access to traders which have not gone through a KYC or which are not gone through a risk profiling, for example. So new regulations are not really needed. I think clarity is needed so that everyone in the crypto industry could really know where they sit and essentially apply the regulations they need to follow. But again, I think one of the core topics here we want to kind of focus on after this FTX debacle is that humans have failed here, and decentralized finance is probably part of the answer of the aftermath of this fiasco.
Shall just give me a sense, though, of, you know, the type of regulation that may be required here, because I mean, FTX acted like a bank and wasn't regulated as a bank. So, you know, the thing is, how do you actually set the parameters?
I think we've seen, not to kind of double-clicking on anyone specifically, but when an industry does not have the clarity on regulations, we sometimes see actors kind of jurisdiction shopping around, and this creates some bad setup for misbehaviors later on. And there might be some regulations which were, some license which were given to some actors, but maybe not the right licenses, or maybe it's just the clarity on regulations, mm-hmm. and which one to apply in a said territory is not clear, so people go overseas, and eventually the end users go as well, and some of them burn their fingers. So that's really, I think, important for regulators to accelerate on clarification so people can follow the rules. And I guess some people sometimes in some industries are not totally clear on what and where is it?
Sure, Charles, very quickly, I mean, we're talking a lot about trading crypto as an asset, but I mean, isn't there, in order for crypto to become more widely adopted, don't we have to have a firm use case very quickly in about 30 seconds? Isn't that what's required for the next step?
I think there is a use case for crypto and decentralized finance. It's really a global infrastructure. It's a lower cost of trading. It's have improved security, greater user control, lower counterparty risk when properly implemented. I think the best example is to see how many central banks are working on CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, which are heavily leveraging the blockchain technology. So it's definitely coming our way.
Charles Dosidas here at DYDX Foundation on the crypto space. This is Bloomberg.